had was a crime lab that was in part working on DNA cases to help local law enforcement keep communities safer. The problem was is when that became a better and better science at solving cases and convicting people and even exonerating people, the submissions continued to increase and increase, and unfortunately the Department of Justice didn't keep pace. And part of the problem that I noticed when I got into office is that prior attorneys general hadn't done a very good job of monitoring the caseload, submissions, and what was being done in our crime laboratories to effectively deal with the problem. So we conducted an audit, and we told the legislature that in part we needed more resources to help fight this problem, and we were able to tell them exactly what we thought we needed in new resources to combine with new technologies and new efficiencies in a way that we thought we could get rid of this backlog in 2010. Fortunately, we were able to get double the number of analysts in our crime labs, but we were also able to do other things in the Department of Justice, which has enabled us to, as of this year, increase our productivity by 5 times. So it's really been a combination of things that's enabled us to get rid of this backlog of DNA evidence. And if it were, if we were missing any one of those components, the backlog would be worse today instead of better. So it was a case of managing this issue day to day from the day I got into office, and we still do it today. Well, right now we're not having any problem whatsoever, and as long as I'm Attorney General, we are going to fight tooth and nail to make sure we do everything possible to make sure this backlog does not come back. Before I took office, the agency was working about fewer than 100 DNA cases per month, with submissions of about 185 per month. So obviously the backlog was getting worse every month. We're now getting submissions of about 500 per month, and we're working over 500 cases per month. And just about every case that comes through the door is being worked almost immediately, and the results are turned around within about 40 to 45 days right now, which is about as fast as anybody could reasonably believe we could turn them around. We're going to continue to monitor this, just like any business would have to make sure that we efficiently run our crime lab and we get this information back to local law enforcement as fast as possible to take these criminals off the streets as rapidly as we can.